But if you're still not convinced, consider this fact. If this wasn't the truth, even though they were well-intentioned, they wouldn't have preached this gospel in his name. They would have rejected him. You know that we don't like to even hear the names of those who deceive us. So why did they preach his name? Did they expect to gain power through him? In fact, the opposite would have been expected, that even if they were close to succeeding, they were destroying themselves by promoting the name of a deceiver. And if they wanted to undermine past events, the best course would have been to remain silent. Arguing vehemently about them would only provoke more hostility and ridicule. So where did they get the idea to create such stories? I say create, because they had forgotten what they had heard. And if during a time without fear, they forgot many things and some even failed to understand, then it stands to reason that during their moment of great fear, everything would have slipped from their minds. Why am I talking about words? Their love for their master himself began to gradually fade away due to the fear of impending events, a fact he reproached them for. Previously, they were inseparable from him, constantly asking, "Where are you going?" But later, when he began to speak at length about the fearsome events that would occur at and after his crucifixion, they remained silent and immobilized by fear. Listen to how he pointed this out to them, saying, "None of you are asking me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have told you these things, your hearts are filled with sadness." Now, if the anticipation of his death and resurrection brought them such sorrow, having failed to see him after he rose would have been devastating to them. They would have wanted to bury themselves in the earth due to the dejection of having been so deceived and the fear of what was to come, feeling themselves tightly cornered.